All right, so we're diving into some token wisdom today.
Oh, yeah. The Khayyam guy.
Yeah, exactly. His latest essay, Constraint as a Catalyst.
Interesting title.
Right. It's kind of counterintuitive, isn't it? Like, usually when we think of constraints, we think limitations, roadblocks, right?
Yeah, definitely. Not usually something that sparks creativity.
Well, that's exactly what Khayyam is exploring in this essay. He's suggesting that maybe, just maybe, those limitations we all bump up against can actually be a source of creativity and innovation.
Huh. Okay, I'm intrigued. So how does he make that argument?
Well, he uses the story of Lego, which I think is a brilliant example.
Lego, with the toy company.
Yep, exactly. And he focuses specifically on their near-bankruptcy experience back in the early 2000s.
Oh, yeah. I remember hearing about that. Didn't they, like, almost go under?
They were really close. But they managed to turn things around in a pretty spectacular way. And that's what Khayyam is using to illustrate his point. He actually kicks off the essay with this quote from Einstein. In the middle of difficulty lies opportunity.
Oh, I like that. So he's setting the stage for how Lego found opportunity in their crisis.
Exactly. And he dives right into the details of what was going on at Lego at the time. Declining sales, shrinking market share, and this massive product line that seemed to be working against them.
So too much of a good thing, kind of.
Exactly. Yeah. They had all these different brick types, all these different themes and sets, and it just became overwhelming.
Okay, I'm starting to see where the constraint part comes in.
Right. So what do? They made a radical decision. They drastically reduced the number of unique brick types they offered.
Wow, really? That seems counterintuitive. Like, wouldn't you want to offer more variety to attract more customers?
That's what you'd think, right. But Khayyam argues that this is a perfect example of what he calls strategic limitations as launch pads. It's about choosing constraints that force you to innovate in new ways.
So by limiting their options, they actually opened up new creative possibilities.
Exactly. Think of it like giving an artist a limited palette. Suddenly, they have to get really creative with how they use those colors to make something beautiful.
I get it. It's like those limitations force you to think outside the box.
Exactly. And that's what happened with Lego. Their designers had to become more resourceful, and they ended up creating these simpler, more iconic sets that really resonated with people.
Did it work?
Oh, yeah. Big time. These new sets were a huge hit. And Khayyam points out that it wasn't just about the aesthetics, it was about the gameplay too. These simpler sets actually sparked more imaginative play because kids weren't overwhelmed by a million options.
Oh, interesting. So less was actually more in this case.
Exactly. And it wasn't just kids who responded to this new direction. Adult fans of Lego also loved the simpler, more classic designs.
Okay, so Lego streamlined their product line, embraced those constraints, and ended up with a more creative and successful outcome. Pretty cool. But is this just a Lego thing, or does Khayyam think this applies more broadly?
Great question. He actually argues that this whole constraint as a catalyst concept is especially relevant to startups.
Startups? Why startups specifically?
Well, think about it. Startups are inherently resource constrained, right? Limited funding, small teams, tons of competition. They're constantly having to do more with less.
Yeah, that's true. They're always scrapping and hustling.
Exactly. And Khayyam argues that those constraints can actually be a startup's secret weapon. They force startups to be scrappy, to find creative workarounds, to develop innovative tech and business models just to survive.
So those limitations actually push them to be more innovative.
Exactly. He even uses the phrase innovation born of necessity to describe this phenomenon.
I like that. So he's saying that sometimes the best ideas come from having to make do with what you've got.
Exactly. But is he saying that every constraint is a good thing? Like, we should all just go out and embrace limitations and watch the magic happen.
That's where things get a little more nuanced, and Khayyam acknowledges that.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. Because surely there are times when you need freedom, when you need to break free from constraints to really explore and innovate.
Absolutely. And Khayyam brings up that counter-argument. He acknowledges that there is a valid argument to be made for complete creative freedom.
Like, sometimes you need that wide-open space to just experiment and see what happens without any boundaries.
Exactly. And he acknowledges that unconstrained environments have the potential to lead to more diverse and unpredictable outcomes, even if they're not always successful. It's about recognizing the value of both approaches.
So it's not about choosing one or the other. It's about finding the right balance. Okay, so we've got this tension between constraint and freedom, but Khayyam keeps using Lego as an example, right?
He does. And he goes on to talk about how Lego didn't just streamline their bricks. They also made these strategic licensing deals that opened up a whole new dimension of creativity.
Oh, yeah. That's where they started partnering with franchises like Star Wars and Harry Potter, right?
Yeah.
It seems counterintuitive. Like, adding someone else's world into the mix would actually limit creativity. But Khayyam says that's not what happened.
So instead of being limiting, those partnerships actually became a new kind of constraint that sparked even more creativity.
Exactly. And it worked. Those licensed sets became some of their most popular products. But Khayyam doesn't stop there. He dives even deeper into the licensing strategy by highlighting the Lego movie.
The Lego movie? What does that have to do with constraints?
Well, Khayyam points out that the Lego movie wasn't just a typical toy-based cash grab. It had humor, heart, and this meta-awareness that went way beyond just selling Lego sets.
Okay, so it was actually a good movie.
It was a critical and commercial success. And Khayyam argues that this success was partly due to Lego's careful choice of partners. They picked people who understood and respected the brand's ethos, and that made all the difference.
Interesting. So even though they were working within the constraints of someone else's creative vision, they still managed to maintain their own brand identity and create something truly special.
Exactly. And that's a key point Khayyam emphasizes. It's not just about slapping your logo on anything. It's about finding partners who will elevate your brand and help you tell richer, more meaningful stories.
Okay, so he's saying that even partnerships, which can feel limiting in some ways, can actually become catalysts for creativity if you choose them wisely.
Precisely. And he goes on to explain how the success of those licensed properties, especially the Lego movie, actually created this positive feedback loop.
A feedback loop? How so?
Well, the movie became this incredible marketing tool that introduced a whole new generation to Lego. But it also inspired a whole new wave of creativity within Lego itself. They were able to use those new narratives, those characters, those worlds as fresh constraints to fuel their own innovation.
Wow. So it's like those partnerships created this ongoing cycle of creativity, both for Lego and for their partners.
Exactly. And that's how Khayyam uses this whole Lego story to drive home his point about constraints as catalysts. They're not static barriers, but dynamic forces that can push us to evolve and create in ever new ways.
Okay, I'm starting to get it. So instead of seeing limitations as the enemy, maybe we should view them as opportunities in disguise. Like, those constraints might actually be guiding us towards something even better than we could have imagined. It's kind of a mind-blowing concept when you think about it.
Okay, so we've seen how this whole constraint thing played out with Lego. But I think Khayyam is getting at something bigger here.
Oh, definitely. He's not just talking about plastic bricks, is he?
Right. It's like he's saying, okay, enough about Lego. Let's talk about you.
He wants us to apply this thinking to our own lives.
Exactly. And, you know, let's be real. Life is full of constraints.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it.
Time, money, resources, energy.
Not to mention all the self-imposed limitations we put on ourselves.
Exactly. So what's Khayyam's advice for dealing with all that? When we're feeling stuck, limited, constrained.
Well, first of all, he says we need to acknowledge those constraints.
Not just ignore them and hope they'll go away.
Right. He says something like, the first step to harnessing the power of constraint is to acknowledge its presence, to map its contours.
It's like, don't just complain about the box you're in. Get curious about its dimensions.
Exactly. Figure out what you're actually working with.
Okay, so we've acknowledged our constraints. What's next?
Well, Khayyam says we have a choice to make. Do we see those constraints as walls that trap us or as a frame that gives our creativity shape?
That's a powerful distinction.
It really is. It's like, are those limitations stopping us or are they giving us a starting point?
Instead of saying, I can't do this because of X, Y, and Z, maybe we could ask, okay, given X, Y, and Z, how can I do this?
Exactly. It's a shift in perspective.
So instead of focusing on what we lack, we focus on how we can be resourceful with what we do have.
Right. It's about finding those creative workarounds, those unexpected solutions.
Okay, I like this. So it's not about pretending limitations don't exist. It's about choosing to see them differently.
Precisely. Khayyam even uses this cool analogy. He says, a river does not rage against the canyon walls. It carves its own path, revealing the hidden beauty within.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
It's like saying, work with the terrain you're given.
Right. You might be surprised by what you create.
So it's about accepting those limitations and then figuring out how to make them work for us.
Exactly. And Khayyam doesn't just talk about this in theory. He gives all these real-world examples.
Oh, yeah, like what?
He talks about artists who create stunning works with limited palettes, musicians who compose masterpieces within strict musical forms.
Oh, and chefs who invent incredible dishes based on whatever ingredients they have on hand.
Exactly. It's like those limitations force them to be more creative, to find solutions they might not have discovered otherwise.
Okay, so this applies to more than just creative pursuits, right?
Hmm.
What about those everyday constraints we all face, like time, energy, even our own self-doubt?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, Khayyam dedicates a whole section to what he calls the inner constraints.
So the limitations we put on ourselves.
Right. Those fears, those beliefs, those assumptions about what we're capable of.
It's like we build these invisible cages around ourselves and then wonder why we feel stuck.
Exactly. Khayyam wants us to question those inner constraints.
To ask ourselves, what stories am I telling myself that are holding me back?
Yes. He says something like, "The greatest prison is the one we build within our own minds."
Wow, that's deep. So it's not just about external limitations, it's about challenging those internal barriers that prevent us from reaching our full potential.
Precisely. And he offers some practical advice for how to do that.
Oh, like what?
He suggests things like practicing mindfulness, being kind to ourselves, and surrounding ourselves with people who believe in us.
It's like building a support system to help us break free from those self-imposed limitations.
Right. It's about recognizing that we have the power to choose how we see ourselves and what we believe is possible.
I'm really starting to see how this constraint as a catalyst idea can apply to so many different areas of life.
Me too. But there's another side to this whole constraint thing that we need to talk about.
Oh, what's that?
What about those times when we do need freedom, when we need to break free from all those constraints and just explore?
Right. Because sometimes you need that wide open space to just experiment and see what happens.
Exactly. Khayyam actually addresses this directly. He talks about the importance of what he calls the unfettered imagination.
So it's not about always working within constraints. It's about knowing when to embrace them and when to let go.
Precisely. He uses the analogy of a jazz musician. They know the rules of harmony, but they also know when to break those rules, to improvise, to create something truly unique.
Oh, I like that. So it's like saying, master the fundamentals, then feel free to play.
Right. But how do we know when to do which? When to embrace those limitations and when to break free?
Is there some kind of formula? A secret recipe?
Khayyam doesn't give a formula, but he does suggest asking ourselves some questions like, what are the essential constraints in this situation? Are there any self-imposed limitations I can let go of? Are there boundaries I can push or even break?
So it's about being intentional, about making conscious choices about how we navigate the creative process.
Exactly. He says something like, "The master creator is not enslaved by constraints, nor is she adrift in a sea of limitless possibility. She dances between the two, finding harmony in the tension."
Dancing between the two. I like
Yeah.
that. Okay, so we've talked about how constraints can be catalysts for individual creativity.
Right. But remember, Khayyam keeps bringing it back to Lego.
Oh, yeah, with their partnerships and all that.
Exactly. And he uses those examples to highlight another important aspect of working with constraints:
Which is,
collaboration.
oh, right, because even though those partnerships introduced new limitations, they also brought in fresh perspectives.
Exactly. Khayyam argues that collaboration can help us see our own constraints differently, to find solutions we might not have discovered on our own.
It's like sometimes the best way to break free from your own limitations is to work with someone who has different ones.
Precisely. And this applies not just to creative partnerships, but to all kinds of collaborations.
In business, science, even in our personal relationships.
Exactly. It's about recognizing that we don't have to do everything
We
alone.
can leverage the strengths of others to help us overcome our own limitations.
Right. And Khayyam points back to the Lego movie as a perfect example of this. It was a successful collaboration between Lego and those talented filmmakers.
It was a true partnership where each side brought their own unique skills and vision to the table.
And the result was something truly special.
Okay, so we've got collaboration, but there's one more thing Khayyam emphasizes when it comes to constraints.
Oh.
What's that? Adaptability.
Ah, right. Because the world is constantly changing.
Exactly. The market shifts, new technology emerges, unexpected challenges pop up.
So even the constraints we're working with can change.
Precisely. And Khayyam argues that the ability to adapt to those changing constraints is crucial for long-term success.
It's about being flexible, being willing to adjust our approach as needed.
Right. Like that old saying, the only constant is change.
Khayyam uses this analogy of a tree bending in the wind. It adapts its shape to withstand those forces.
Oh, I like that. It's about being resilient, being able to bounce back from challenges.
Exactly. He says something like, rigidity breaks, but flexibility endures.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here. We've talked about how to see constraints differently, how to work with them, how to adapt to them.
But there's also the emotional side of all this, right? Because working within limitations can be tough.
It can be frustrating, even discouraging at times.
Absolutely. And Khayyam acknowledges that. He doesn't sugarcoat it.
But he also says that those challenges can be incredibly rewarding.
Oh, definitely. It's like the feeling you get when you overcome a tough obstacle, when you solve a problem that seemed impossible.
It's that sense of accomplishment that, yes, I did it. Feeling.
Exactly. Khayyam says, the greatest joy is not in the absence of constraints, but in the triumph over them.
I love that. It's about finding the joy in the journey, in the process of overcoming those limitations.
And he goes on to say that this sense of accomplishment can actually fuel even more creativity.
So it's like a positive feedback loop.
Exactly. The more we embrace and overcome those constraints, the more confident and resourceful we become.
Okay, so we're starting to see how this all ties back to that core idea of constraint as a catalyst.
Right. It's not just about working within limitations. It's about seeing those limitations as opportunities for growth and transformation.
Okay, I think we're getting a good grasp on this. But before we wrap up, there's one more thing I want to touch on.
What's that?
Khayyam talks about something called the ethical considerations of constraints.
Oh, yes. That's an important point. He's saying that while constraints can be powerful forces for good, they can also be used in harmful ways.
So it's not just about understanding the power of limitations. It's about using that power responsibly.
Exactly. He encourages us to ask ourselves some tough questions, like who benefits from these constraints? Who is being excluded or disadvantaged? What are the unintended consequences of these limitations?
So it's about being mindful, about making sure that our pursuit of innovation doesn't come at someone else's expense.
Precisely. He says something like, true innovation is not just about creating something new. It's about creating something better, something that serves the greater good.
Okay, I really appreciate that he's bringing that ethical dimension into this discussion.
It's a good reminder that innovation isn't just about technical skills. It's about making choices that benefit both ourselves and the world around us.
And that brings us to Khayyam's final call to action, right? He wants us to use this power of constraint to build a better world.
Exactly. To address those big challenges we're facing, like climate change, poverty, inequality.
He's saying that those challenges, while daunting, are also opportunities for innovation and positive change.
He wants us to see those global constraints not as reasons to despair, but as invitations to collaborate, to come up with new solutions.
So it's about harnessing that collective creativity to build a better future for everyone.
Exactly. He says, the constraints we face collectively are a call to our collective genius. Let us rise to the challenge and create a world worthy of our shared humanity.
Now that's a message I can get behind. But before we completely wrap things up, I think there's one more piece of Khayyam's wisdom we need to explore.
Absolutely. It's all about finding that sweet spot where those limitations actually motivate us instead of just, you know, holding us back.
He calls it the
Goldilocks zone of constraint. Not too restrictive, not too open-ended, just right. Like you want those limitations to challenge you, but not make you feel completely boxed in, you know?
The Goldilocks zone. Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
So how do we find this magical zone?
Well, he says it's a lot of experimentation and self-awareness, really paying attention to how you react to different levels of constraint.
So like if a constraint feels stifling, back off a little. If it feels too loose, tighten it up.
Exactly. He says, listen to your intuition. If a constraint feels stifling, loosen it. If it feels uninspiring, tighten it. And remember, it's not a one-size-fits-all thing. This Goldilocks zone, it can change depending on what you're working on, even your mood that day, or what's going on in your life.
Makes sense. So it's all about being flexible and paying attention to how you work best.
Right. And, you know, celebrate those aha moments, those times when you find that perfect balance.
Yeah, those moments are the best.
They are. That's when the real magic happens, when those limitations actually turn into fuel for your creativity.
Okay, so I think we've covered a lot of ground today with Khayyam's token wisdom. We've talked about Lego's comeback, the Goldilocks zone, the ethical side of all this. It's really about like shifting our whole perspective on limitations, right?
Absolutely. Like think about those limitations not as roadblocks, but as like hidden pathways to something greater.
And that ability to adapt,
yeah,
to work within those constraints. Khayyam says that's what determines the altitude of our creativity.
Mm-hmm. He does. It's about embracing the edges of our canvas, working within those boundaries to discover, well, to discover something unexpected and beautiful, something maybe we wouldn't have found otherwise.
So to wrap things up, it sounds like Khayyam's token wisdom is about seeing constraints not as the enemy, but as a potential ally.
A powerful ally. One that can help us unlock new levels of creativity, innovation, and maybe even a more fulfilling life. You know, your friendly neighborhood, Khayyam, he reminds us to approach all of this with a sense of curiosity and playfulness.
And a belief in our ability to grow and adapt.
Exactly. So the next time you feel limited by something, remember Khayyam's wisdom. Embrace those edges. Dance within the boundaries and see what you can create.
That's great advice. And on that note, we'll leave you with this final thought from Khayyam. What constraints will you turn into catalysts today? Until next time, keep exploring, keep creating, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible.